Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into what would used to be a Radio Row Super Bowl week from Tampa, but we are going virtually down there and picking up some friends. It's been a nice couple of weeks here to sort of celebrate championships on the 20th anniversary. Last week, we had so many of the members of Super Bowl 35 on, and I'm going to embarrass myself right now with a Ravens superfan, Brian Lease from Roofing by Elite. Brian, I woke up early this morning, and today is February the 3rd as we tape this, and you know, I've been crowing about January 28th for 20 years. Like it's my birthday, like it's Christmas, like it's 4th of July, like you remember the date. I got to be honest, like over the last week or two, I've been talking to all the older players, and then Matt Burke came on this week, and I have, you know, Flacco, Torrey Smith, those guys are always around throwing a text here and again. And I started to think, do I like the first one more or the second one more? And I realized that I didn't even really know the date of the second one. I didn't realize that February 3rd was the anniversary. Like it took me until today. I'll never forget it again. Believe me, it's taken 8 years. But for whatever reason, it never rang to me that like I should stop on February 3rd, but I'm going to start right now. Matt Burke gave me a little hard time last night about liking the first team too much. So I got to be careful here with two children, right, Brian?
Absolutely. Yeah, today's the big day, 8 years ago. Seems like yesterday, as the cliche goes, but man, 8 years.
I went looking for pictures and figuring they're on my timeline and trying to like, because I've done so much with Tampa. I mean, the last 2 weeks has been nothing but videos, pictures, Whiskey Joe's, checking in with players, parade videos, that I hadn't really thought much about the New Orleans thing until Matt came on. Tuesday afternoon, Matt Burke came on promoting this thing he's doing with Super Squares, and we got to talking about Marshall Yanda. We got to talking about Ray Lewis. We got to talking about, you know, Matt played for Brian in his rookie year in Minnesota. Matt was on the field when Brian lost the AFC or NFC championship game to the Dirty Birds and all that stuff. So, you know, Matt sort of spans this generation a little bit as well, but you know, his only association is the one here. And for the fans that are old enough, I'm 52. They both have value to me, but I think for younger people, they only have an association to the second one. And then there's the whole association. I got into a fight with another friend of mine about this earlier, that if you weren't old enough to see the Colts leave, you might not have appreciated the first one for how surreal it was, because we weren't even supposed to have a team the first time around. Now that we're 25 years into this, that's sort of like people don't appreciate the fact that we almost didn't have a team at all.
Exactly. For me, the first one, you know, was the most special out of the two. I mean, don't get me wrong. Number two was a very close second, but number one, that was the best. I mean, there's nothing like it. And yeah, I lived through watching the Colts leave. You know, that was tough. You know, watching my grandmother cry and my grandfather cuss and watching it on the news on Channel 13. It was devastating, you know. So to finally get a team and then to get to the Super Bowl and win it, I mean, it was the ultimate.
Absolutely. Well, it's fun reliving all this and even thinking about who you were with, how you got there, what you drank, what you ate, what the weather was like, who you saw, where you got a picture. I never saw Shaquille O'Neal in our parade, but I got video of him in it, you know, coming down from New Orleans. We started that thing. And funny for me is like the beginning of the day, all I thought about was the game and my wife and my son being a part of it, where, you know, I wasn't married the first time around and my son wasn't at the game in Tampa the first time around. I was down there working and doing my thing. He was watching on TV. It was all cool. He did get to go to Nashville. I would say for me that the second one, there's a maturity about it, right? You know, like I sort of knew the ropes a little bit more to throw a better party, I think, to get people there and sort of gather people. But the parade part of it, I forgot. I'm like, oh yeah, it was 8 years ago today that we like shut down the streets and like 10,000 of us marched up there. And it's given me a chance to go back and watch those videos today after celebrating the other one so much the last 2 weeks, because I'm not celebrating Brady and Mahomes on Sunday night. You know, I'll be watching and I'll have some Rofo chicken and whatever, but like, I don't really have a rooting interest on Sunday night. I'm just going to try to watch a good football game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good one. I want to see the Chiefs win. I'm not a big fan of Brady. So I don't like Mahomes. I like the way he carries himself a lot more so than Brady. So I'll be rooting for the Chiefs hard.
Well, I got Ryan Jensen on the Tampa side, so little did he know he'd be snapping to Tom Brady when he went down there and took all that money and playing in a hometown Super Bowl in their own stadium. Apparently, ticket prices are off the charts because, you know, nobody's going down there, and the Tampa people are all competing to go to have the one Super Bowl. They don't have to get in a plane. They don't have to go anywhere. I was telling my wife, like, over the weekend, I had NFL Network on. Saturday night, they started showing. And dude, there used to be 30 Super Bowls. Now there's 54. So 54 Super Bowls means 27 hours of Super Bowls on NFL Network. So, and they're always in order, and they're always playing when I fly to the Super Bowl on Sunday. And, you know, if you tune in and you're in Super Bowl 28, you know, you're coming, you can say, well, 3.5 hours, ours will be on. And Luke and I have done that for 10 years watching it. And I caught the San Diego Super Bowl that Tampa won, the Oakland Super Bowl, where they picked off Gannon and all that. Sure. And the wildest thing, because you're such a fan, right? That day in San Diego, I sat with Bob Baffert, and the game stunk. You know, it was 48-14 or whatever, and Chucky was going to win, and Tampa was going to win. I left before the fireworks because the game was – I wasn't going on the field or doing any of that. I just wanted to be the first one out of there. And I took the trolley in San Diego to downtown, and when I got to downtown San Diego, there was a whole city of RVs with Buccaneers flags. And they didn't go to the game. They had flat screens, and but they were legitimate, like, people from Tampa that drove their RV from Tampa to San Diego, and they didn't go to the game. They just watched it under the stars. And there were lots of people, man. I'm talking like hundreds of people in this one parking lot where they had an outdoor, beautiful San Diego tailgate. But I'm thinking, you people could have stayed in Tampa.
Yeah.
But I think they wanted to party in San Diego and like do all that. But there was a whole like community of RV people, you know, Tampa RV people. And I'm like, you know, and I'm thinking those are the people that are going to be paying 20 grand to try to get in next week. If you're that hardcore, right? Literally.
You got it, man. And maybe some of those people are selling their mobile homes in order to get into the Super Bowl.
Maybe taking it one way and just leaving it.
Yeah.
Parking it out back the way we used to leave the furniture at the Preakness, right?
Yeah.
Brian Lease is here. He's roofing by Elite. He gets on roofs, especially residential roofs in my side of town. He's Rosedale, Overly, Dundalk, all that. And you know, I had the little flat roof and all that. But this is these storms are dangerous, right? Like, I mean, this is a week where I bet you're a little more busy here and people realizing they have a roofing problem right about, I don't know, Monday night?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the biggest thing we're having right now are like, it's a thing called ice dams. You know, where you have snow and ice building up in gutters that haven't been cleaned out. And then all of a sudden you get this thawing and then refreezing. And then basically what happens is the ice kind of travels up, literally uphill underneath of your roof and kind of ducks on inside. And there you go. You got a leak. So we've had some quite a few calls with that one.
Well, once the water gets inside the places it's not supposed to be, then this Mother Nature takes over, right? Then it's just a matter of time, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the key is you may get lucky and not have this issue this year, but it's something that needs to be addressed. Always get your gutters clean. You know, I mean, it's a simple thing. Don't do it yourself. It's ridiculous. It's not worth, you know, breaking your neck over. You know, get the pros to do it. That's us. Give us a call.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah, it's simple.
Easiest call you get is clean my gutter, not come out here, I've got a flood in my second floor, right? Literally.
Pretty much, yeah.
Brian Lease is here, roofing by Elite. Take care of your roof. You know, I've been asking this universal question to everybody because I think all of us that love football and that, you know, that's everybody in my circle, right? These last 20 weeks where there's at least been something. Like, I have my Google Calendar up right now, Sunday night, 5 o'clock, you know, big purple, Super Bowl, Kansas City, Tampa, you know, like, I'm going to be – that's the thing on my calendar. And, you know, Peter and I got together. Peter's my partner here at Baltimore Positive. And we were going through the calendar. And I'm looking like, oh, there's February. Nothing. There's March. Nothing. There's – dude, I think you can make an appointment anytime you want. I don't think I have any – there's no concerts. There's no fun. There's no nothing. Literally nothing in my calendar. And I started to think to myself, all right, this sucks, right? I mean, obviously all of us know this sucks. And I'm thinking, well, the shot's going to come, but I'm going to be a little later because I'm healthy, you know, like – so there's going to come a point where we're going to get this. What are the things I want to do? Not like sit at a bar and have a beer in a restaurant, because I'd like to do that, but I could still get the food over to Meachie's. I can still get a crab cake at Fadley's. I mean, go to my sponsors, Pizza John's, bring food home. Yes, I'd like to sit in there. That would be nice, but that's not going to make me feel like whole, right? Like, or, you know, feel like I'm back to normal. And I started to think, what would happen this year, by this time next year, that I could feel like, all right, you know, we're back on the road. And you know what I've decided? Beer at Merriweather, no doubt. I've been saying that for 6 months, and that would be nice. But if I can make the Ravens trip to Vegas, like, that's the thing in my circle right now where I'm looking at it and saying, all right, it's not even about Vegas, where I've been a million times and I've won money and lost money and done it all. It's just more like, if that can be a bullseye, that on November 18th or whatever the date the game would be, that I actually get there in some sort of normal way, flying a plane, maybe with a mask, maybe, I don't know, but just that I could go have fun, right? You know what I mean? I don't know where that next thing is, but I've decided the Ravens Vegas game is a bullseye for me in some weird way. And I don't even know why I say that, because maybe I'll go to a ball game, an Oriole game, or something. Maybe there'll be something between now and then, but I don't know what it's going to be. It ain't going to be the Stones in San Diego, I promise you that.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Vegas for me, that would be the second ring around the bullseye. For me, the bullseye is absolutely the home opener for the Ravens game 2021 season. That's what I'm looking forward to, you know?
Well, okay. It might be a couple. That's probably not too far fetched. I mean, like, I
don't think so.
I feel like I will. It's the first time I've said this. I feel like I'll sit at a Ravens game in Baltimore this year. I feel like that will happen.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get ramped up. I think the process, once they work through the kinks of administering, you know, and people kind of making their appointments and all, I think it'll start to speed up a little bit more as we get closer to summer and people wanting to, you know, take advantage of the summer itself and get outdoors and be around people again and have some fun.
I'm wondering if that'll be like normal, though. Like, whether, I don't think there'll be 68,000 people will be elbow to elbow. I don't think that's going to happen. Could it happen that you get to go to a couple games and I get to go to a couple games and, you know, they let 20,000, you know, I don't know what the number would be, but that there could be something, I don't know. I would keep wanting to say semi-normal, just a day where we go out and do something that we used to do for fun. Cause it's been a long time, man. It sucks.
Yeah. It sucks big time. I'm ready. That's why I'm hopeful. And I'm thinking they're going to start rolling this. They'll ramp this up, the vaccine, and get it administered.
I got friends whose parents are getting it. You know, older folks are getting it. I'm almost an older folk, Brian.
No, you are an older folk.
Nah, man. You know, despite what Marvin says, I'm not dying my hair. There's still plenty of silver in there, man. It's all coming in. I'm just hiding it underneath right now. Brian Lace is here from Roofing by Elite. Tell everybody what you do and how to get in touch with you. And, you know, more than that, you know, you're going to be monitoring this football offseason as much as anybody. You're playing the whole free agency, draft, Hula Bowl, Senior Bowl. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, after the Super Bowl, that's when I'll start getting into, you know, I think, what is it, SpotTrack, to check out all the free agents, you know, to see who the possibilities are. I mean, obviously, Allen Robinson, pie in the sky, probably won't happen. Ideally, it would, but most likely it won't, just given our MO. So I'll look at those lower-tiered free agents. Hopefully not A.J. Green. Don't want him. Not at all. I think that would be a waste, but that's kind of what we do sometimes, but I think we've seen enough of that. It's time to go a little bit, you know, a little bit deeper into free agency. And then after that, yeah, then I'll start jumping into the, you know, the mock drafts. I'll go mock draft crazy and see what happens.
27's the magic number right now in the mock draft. And, you know, I've seen Eric DaCosta. We heard him speak last week about the offseason plans and signing Lamar and Mark Andrews and all the other things that will be happening. Luke will be at Knowings Mills when he's allowed to be. We will be checking back and forth with all things Ravens as we get up on post-Super Bowl 55. We're up to 55 now. 35 and 47 are my favorite numbers. 3 is my least favorite number, by the way, Brian. But I've fished out my picture with Joe Namath last week. My dad probably still wouldn't like that very much. Your dad wouldn't either. Hey, man, stay safe out there. Stay warm. I know we got another storm coming in this weekend. Anybody needs any roofing, needs residentially or commercially, our dear friend Brian Lease at Roofing by Elite joining us here. Enjoy the game on Sunday night. And, you know, I guess for your sake, if the Chiefs win, you know, have some barbecue. About that?
Yeah, I have a lot of barbecue. I'm going to put some money on this one, so we'll see what happens.
Wow, you're going to bet against Tom Brady?
100%.
Well, it's more fun that way, at least during the game. It'll be fun though, about 10 o'clock. Then we'll see how it works out. I'll see you next week. Brian Lease, Roofing by Elite, joining us here. Find him at roofingbyelite.com. And, of course, anywhere Ravens road trips are. That's why I busted out my RV story. You know, one time Mike Messina told me back in the 90s that it was his goal in life to have an RV and go to Penn State football games. So I guess it's sort of a college football thing to have an RV, and maybe that was all part of the Florida State thing. But that's all I think about with Buccaneer fans. And I think about the last time I was in Tampa where there was like 8,000 Ravens fans, about 1,500 Bucs fans, and Joe Flacco is still throwing touchdowns over their head. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking some Ravens memories and some Baltimore pop.